kind of excited to see what you have in the fold this year?
Yeah, no, obviously really excited about that. And excited to see how our guys from last year that played on the team came back and how good their summers were. And looking forward to, obviously, we're just getting going here with rookie camp, seeing how the guys we drafted 2 years ago that have opportunities to make the team this year and the guys we just drafted in May and how they did this summer as well.
When you look at the players from a few years ago, who do you see as guys with a legitimate shot to make your team?
Well, obviously, Gunther having the first overall pick. He's been fantastic here in day one, and I know he was really good at the Hockey Canada events this summer, which is good for him. And then, we also took Keegan Slaney in the first round, defenseman out of Airdrie, and he played at the edge last year. And we have a couple more signed guys in Latimer and Verbicki, both guys from BC who played for Team BC this year. So those are some of the names that are going to have opportunities from that draft class that year.
When you look at your roster, you mentioned Gunther. Obviously, you lose Trey Fix-Wolanski, Lashiavo, Benjafield, some veteran players. You're going to look at some young guys like Jake Neighbors, who I really liked as a player last year. I expect him to take on a bigger role for your team. Who are some other players? You know, Matthew Robertson, of course, on the back end. But starting on forward, who do you see as the guys who are going to step up and have big jumps offensively?
Yeah, we got a real strong committee of forwards. We're really deep up there. David Pope's a guy that's going to be 19 this year and really start to find a stride second half. As you mentioned, Neighbors coming off this Olinka tournament this summer, a guy that produced and had a monster playoffs for us. Alistrov came, first-year guy for Belarus, had a 40-point season for us last year. So there's a guy that has a lot of skill and can improve on that. And then a couple local kids, Carter Such and Liam Teeler, both guys that played pretty meaningful minutes for us that they got to kind of make the next step in their career. And we made a big trade at the deadline last year and acquired Josh Williams for Brett Kemp. And Williams was really highly touted going into the season last year for the draft and just had an average year and ended up getting selected. So I think he's got a bit of a chip on his shoulder and has a lot to prove. And the guy that was a former top five pick in the Bantam draft that we think can do some special things in the league still.
He was a player I wanted to ask you about because you're right. He was touted. A lot of people at the start of the year had him as for sure, top 90 draft pick. And then whatever happened, when you have conversations with a young player like that who's still only 18 years of age, right? Like there's lots of time for him to bounce back and be the player that many expected him to be. What kind of response did he give you? What went wrong for him last year?
I think it's with players every year we see it, guys, going into their draft year. It's a very difficult year. There's lots of stress on you, and it can just be really difficult for some of those players. There are a couple guys around the league last year that ended up getting drafted, their second time through the draft, like Luca Berzan, who was in Brandon. He got traded for Moose Jaw. He had a phenomenal year last year, up north of 80 points. And then Carson Folk, a guy who got traded from Tri-Cities to Calgary, another player that ends up getting drafted in the draft in June, and he had a monster year for Calgary. So I think just sometimes it's just the stress and, maybe the first 15 games don't go the way you thought it was going to go, and then things just seem to compound and compound on each other. But, it happens all the time where guys bounce back, and Josh had a phenomenal summer. He came in and was one of our top testers in skating and in the running test as well. So I think he put the work in this summer, and I think he's got a lot to prove.
We are joined by the GM of the Edmonton Oil Kings in his second season. Kirk Hill joins us. Oil Kings rookie camp today, tomorrow. Then you got main camp, or you got the red and white game this weekend. Then preseason gets going early next week. On the back end, you have a different group of players. I don't know if there's, outside of Robertson, who do you see like an obvious top four? Or do you think there's real competition, for kind of, any of those positions 2 through 6?
Yeah, there's competition for sure. We really like our decor, what we have returning. We have a lot of depth returning, and Connor McDonald scored 19 goals last season. He was he's second in the league in defensive scoring. He's going to provide offense for us. McLeod and Cap are two older defensemen now, veteran guys who are both 19. They had that stability back there. Like PA won last year with 5 19-year-old defensemen. So when you get a little bit older, it's amazing what that age can do for you. And Jackson Alexander is another guy that for us last year, we acquired him at the start of the season from Swift Curran, who's a former first-round pick in the Bantam draft as well. And unfortunately had an injury and didn't get to play much last season, but whenever you can add a guy of that caliber back to your decor as well, it's pretty exciting. So still some decisions to make. Two with our 20s, like Parker Gavlis is still here in camp. A good playoff for us. And then we had a 16-year-old on our team last year, and Logan Dohaniak is still here. And we expect big things from him taking that next step and being an everyday player for us. And so, yeah, we really feel like our defensive depth is probably the strongest point in our team right now.
Kurt, how is the overall talent for 20-year-olds in the league right now?
It's interesting. It's pretty good. I mean, we're still kind of waiting to see which guys are going to come back from pro. As last year, I mean, San Jose sent two guys back, and your nephew and then Leishfeld, and both of them are two of the better players in the league last year. So I think it depends kind of who comes back. But I know Vancouver still has got 6 20-year-olds, and they got a pretty deep group there. But overall in the league, I still think you can, if you want a really, really high-end guy, it's probably tough to acquire those guys just because teams are going to hang on to them a little bit. But, you know, you can probably find that maybe that Quinn Benchfield out there, the 40-50-point guy who can come in and be a leader for your group and really contribute to your top six.
Well, you mentioned Prince Albert with 5 19-year-olds. I think they've still got 4 on the blue line. Sapego had signed a minor league deal, so obviously they got to make a trade with that. Where do you stand on, you know, having those 20-year-olds in your lineup? Obviously they were crucial to your team last year, you know, really important players, not only on the ice, but off the ice. Do you see yourself making a move for 20-year-olds, or are you comfortable with your group?
Yeah, well, we got a good competition in camp going on, really, with our 20-year-olds right now. We got the 2D, and then we acquired Riley Sawchuk in May, so we did bring in the 120-year-old from Tri-Cities. He had 50 points there last year, so we did acquire the one guy, and then the goaltender, we still have Dylan Miskew in our lineup, so a bit of a goaltending battle here with Miskew, Scott, and Sebastian Costa, who's a high prospect for us coming in this season. So we a little bit to play out in camp. It's an exciting time of year when you got depth at a lot of your positions, and you know, for the older guys coming back, they got to realize that it's not a given every year. It's still you're competing for your spot on the team, and that's the message that's been sent, and they got to make sure they come and have a good camp and a good preseason.
Sebastian Costa is a legit 6'5", and maybe almost 6'6". So, you know, you look at the tall goaltenders, Kurt, and I know it's hard to generalize on any one position. The NHL for a long time seemed they wanted the tall guys. They maybe gone away from that a little bit. What do you like so much about Costa, and do you think that he would be, like, would he be more of just a backup guy, or could he push either Scott or Miskew and potentially be your starter?
Yeah, you know, well, what we like about him first off is the guy, he's a gamer. For Fort Saskatchewan the last couple of years, and it always seems like when the playoffs came, the guy, he was lights out, he's getting shutouts, he's getting his team right down to the finals almost every year. So it seems when the important games are there, he seems to show up. He's got a lot of confidence, which is great for a goaltender. It seems like nothing really bothers him, able to shake goals off. But overall, like, he's a guy that, he's a younger guy coming into the league with... They come in at 17 and they struggle, but sometimes you got to work through those kinks and see where things go. So, you know, he's going to get the opportunity at some point here to get into some games, and really it's what he can do with it and how he can run with it. With that size, I mean, if he figures out the league quick, you never know what can happen.
Kurt Hill, GM of the Edmonton Oil Kings, joins us. Kurt, when you have discussions with Brad about the preseason and, you know, kind of, do you look and say, okay, we want to see so many games from certain guys, and where your veterans were, are we pretty certain we need this? How do you balance that? Because it's not like, you know, usually once you send guys away, that, you know, they're not coming back. It's not like there's a farm system per se, like at the NHL to the AHL level. So do you need to see more from younger guys in preseason than you do necessarily veterans who you have, you know, in black ink for sure on your roster?
Yeah, you know, you definitely do. And this year, the one thing that we're in a fortunate spot this year is we got 8 guys going to NHL camps from our team last year. So when you take 8 guys away from your roster, we're going to get an opportunity for guys to play. And some of those guys that played down in our lineup, they're going to be playing in the top 6. They're going to be playing in the top D pairing. So just naturally this year, just where we're at as an organization, and those 8 guys getting those opportunities to go to camp, where the young guys are going to get a lot of opportunity to play. And as a staff, we're really going to see where they sit with our group.
Well, Kurt, congratulations on a great first year, and year 2 starts a lot of renewed enthusiasm. People expecting big things. I've seen a lot of prognosticators, maybe expecting the Oil Kings to be one of the better teams in the league this year. We look forward to it. Thanks for your time. We'll talk to you throughout the year.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jason. Appreciate you having me on.